Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night, those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Good afternoon, listeners. Today we have a special treat for you.
I've interviewed my family and I've asked them what their favourite book was.
No, not that one, the other one.
Oh, do you mean the Olympic sailing gold medalist Malcolm Page?
Yeah, that one.
Well, last night I called up Malcolm Page and asked him what his favourite book was and why.
Why don't we listen to it now?
All right, but we have to hear what my family's favourite books are first.
So, Mum, what's your favourite book?
I have two favourite books. My favourite book of all time would be The Da Vinci Code, and I love that book because it was set in the Louvre, and I love the mystery of the paintings, and I love the Altruvian Man and all the scientific mysteries that he had in the book. But my most recent favourite book would be Jessica Watson's The Pink Lady, and it's about a 16-year-old who sails or circumnavigates the entire world on her own in her yacht. And I found that really inspirational. And reading it, it's like having a conversation with her, and it's really inspiring. And how she gets through all her hardships, I just loved it, and I admire that girl so much.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
So, Liam, what's your favourite book?
My favourite book is actually a series of books called Harry Potter. It's very famous by J.K. Rowling, and it's about wizards.
Why do you like Harry Potter?
I like it because J.K. Rowling has a very easy-to-read writing style, and she really transports you to different worlds. She opens up a whole new level of imagination.
Nice, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Dad, what's your favourite book?
My favourite book would be, it's five books, actually, by Stephen King. It's called The Dark Tower series.
Mm-hmm. And why are they your favourite books?
It's kind of a good adventure, a bit exciting. It's kind of fantasy sort of stuff, and it's about a gunslinger in a sort of mystery fantasy sort of world in the future with lots of dangers and wizards and things.
Yep.
It's just good fun. It's not real, and so it's just for relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye. I was wondering, what's your favourite book?
My favourite book?
Yeah.
Probably the last one I read that was my most favourite was Peter Fitzsimons' Mawson.
Yep.
And I don't know if you know who Mawson is, but he was a great Australian that went down to the Antarctic.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And discovered a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I read that just recently. It was intriguing. I couldn't put it down. It was amazing.
Yep. So what did you find so special about that book?
I think it was the challenges that they had to battle through all the time. The conditions with technology that was so old.
Yep.
And I suppose in many ways I compared it to my sport and what I do, and I complain when it gets cold. But I have, you know, 21st century wetsuits that I use, and, you know, I always have a coach back there that can take me home and save me while he was in one of the most awful places. Well, beautiful, I'm sure, just the same, but most awful places when it was horrible.
Yep.
So I suppose I admired his ability to take on those challenges.
All right, thank you so much.
No worries.
So they were interviews from my mum, my brother Liam, my dad, and the Olympic gold medalist Malcolm Page.
Hey, some of our friends studied Sir Douglas Mawson for their project.
They sure did.
Jazz?
Yeah?
We forgot to tell our listeners what else we have in store for today.
You're right, I was just too excited about Malcolm Page.
Well, listeners, today Kira and Jasmine will be reading their magnificent stories.
And Kirsty will read the review of Black Beauty. So, Kira, what's this story you've got in today called?
Photo Day.
Nice. Let's hear it then.
Sure. It's school photo day. I totally forgot. My hair is a mess. My T-shirt has a toothpaste stain on it. My shoelaces are all muddled up, and I have bags under my eyes. Not just ordinary bags. They're big, dark, and poor bags. What do I do? Knock, knock, knock. It's your class's term for photos, Mrs. Oxford says in her nice, happy, captivating, delightful voice. Oh, no, it's not, I said, and in an intense voice. I storm out of the classroom room with a pensive face on. Lena, where are you going? Miss Oxford says in her nice, happy, captivating, delightful voice. To the toilet, I say in a serious voice. Okay, but be quick, she said. Whatever, I say in a booming voice. What was that? She turns around with a grouchy voice on. Was that attitude coming out of your mouth? Maybe. I walked off to the toilet with a nervous look on my face. What if she doesn't like me anymore? She was the nicest teacher to me. None of the other teachers like me. It's not fair. What's so bad about me? I walk back outside with a wet patch on my T-shirt. I tried to wash the toothpaste off my top, but now it made it worse. It's more obvious. My teacher sends someone off to find me. I hear Ali's voice scream out my name. I poke my head out the door to see her coming towards me. She finds me sitting down crying outside the toilets. What's wrong? Ali said. I'm a mess. I've got bags under my eyes, toothpaste stain that turned into a patch of water. My shoelaces are muddled up, and my hair looks and have knots everywhere. What do I do? Because I'm a good friend, you can wear my clothes. I don't care about my eyes, my shirt, my hair, my shoelaces. I'm your friend, and that's what I'm for. Thank you so much. You won't regret it, I swear. Oh, we better hurry. Well, we'll miss our photo. Yeah, true. Let's go.
Wow, that was an amazing story.
Yeah, it sure was. But now it's time to hear yours.
Okay, well, my story called It's Not Home Time Yet. Ding, ding, ding. It was finally time to go home. I grabbed my bag and raced out of the classroom. Today, I had to be the first on the bus. I had to get the back seat. I ran through the hall, skidding round the corners. I just had to get on that bus first. I slammed the school doors open and rushed to the front gate. The bus hadn't arrived yet, and the other kids had started to pile out of the school. Where was the bus? It was never late. Just then, an old, dirty bus screeched to a stop in front of the bus stop. I guessed that it was a fill-in and jumped on. I was finally going to get the back seat of the bus.
I sat down in a huff and looked out of the window at the kids in the yard. I was so surprised that none of them had their bags and none of them were rushing towards the bus. Just as the bus took off, I realized it was lunchtime. I quickly got off and ran to the front of the bus. I looked at the bus driver. He was an old man with a long beard and huge wonky glasses. He looked up at me. Now was my chance to ask to get off the bus. But for some reason, I just couldn't bring myself to say anything. All of a sudden, my legs started moving towards the back of the bus. I sat down and looked glumly out of the window. I was stuck on this bus.
Man, that would be so embarrassing.
Yeah, it sure would. Kirsty, it's time for you to read your review of Black Beauty.
Okay. Black Beauty is one of the most moving animal stories ever told. Born in a sunlit meadow in an English village, Black Beauty has a happy upbringing and a wonderful home with a kind and caring master. Then the beautiful young horse is sold and separated from her friends. So begins an extraordinary journey through life for Black Beauty, a journey that brings moments of triumph and joy, as well as pain, suffering, loneliness, and cruelty at the hands of others. Can Black Beauty ever find true happiness again?
Geez, that's such a great book. I've read it 3 times and it still brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah, I know. It is a great book.
I'm afraid, listeners, we've run out of time.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
And check out the other shows that Karen Radio has for you.
Bye.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? For